Hello, we're reading the article The Peace by Bala Sulam. We're in the subtitle of The Wheel of Equivalence of Form. We're in the paragraph starting with, these are the words of Rabbi Akiva. You can find the article on our website and on the Alvut system on the icon of study materials. Shall we start?
Just where exactly are you?
There's the paragraph that starts with, these are the words of Rabbi Akiva. It's in the middle of the part that starts with the wheel of...
Yeah, the wheel of transformation form, yeah. I got it.
So, these are the words of Rabbi Akiva. Should I read?
Yes.
These are the words of Rabbi Akiva. The book is open, and the hand writes. Any state that the generation is in is like a book, and all the evildoers are as writing hands. Because each evil is carved and written in the book until they accumulate to an amount that the public can no longer bear. At that time, they ruin that bad state and rearrange into a more desirable state. Thus, each and every act is calculated and written in the book, meaning in the state. He says, all who wish to borrow may come and borrow. This means that one who believes that this world is not like an open store without an owner, but that there is an owner present, a shopkeeper who stands in his store and demands of each customer the right price for the merchandise he is taking from the store, meaning toil in his work while he is nourished by that store in a manner that is certain to bring him to the purpose of creation as he pleases. Such a person is regarded as one who wishes to borrow. Thus, even before he stretches his hand to take something from this world, which is the store, he takes it as a loan in order to pay its listed price. That is, he takes it upon himself to work to achieve his goal during the time he lives off the store, in a way that he promises to pay his debt by achieving the desired goal. Therefore, he is regarded as one who wishes to borrow, meaning that he pledges to return the debt. Rabbi Akiva depicts two kinds of people. The first,
and this is why we see that in our world there is a small group, even individuals, who are willing to take upon themselves this matter of taking from the world exactly as much as they can return. Meaning they use the conditions they're in order to reach equivalence of form with the Creator. There are those who don't feel it at all. Nobody told them. They don't know about it. And some try to do it. And some already have reached this, their attempts. And they, according to the way they try to do it, they're in equivalence of form with the Creator and different spiritual degrees. Yes, let's continue. I don't see questions.
Rabbi Akiva depicts two kinds of people. The first are the open store type, who regard this world as an open store without a shopkeeper. He says about them, the book is open and the hand writes. That is, although they do not see that there is an account, all their actions are nonetheless written in the book, as explained above. This is done by the law of development imprinted in creation against humanity's will. Therefore, the deeds of the wicked themselves necessarily instigate the good deeds, as we have shown above.
Yes.
The second type of people is called those who want to borrow. They take the shopkeeper into consideration, and when they take something from the store, they only take it as a loan. They promise to pay the shopkeeper the listed price, meaning attain the goal by it. He says about them, all who wish to borrow may come and borrow.
Yeah, there are two kinds of people. Of course, most of them don't understand what it's about at all. They think the shop is open and it can come, meaning to use the entire creation as much as possible, as much as you want. That's both corporeally and spiritually, as much as they understand in each of them. So they simply exploit the whole earth and themselves and the relations between them as much as each one thinks it will do good to him according to his small ego, a corrupt ego. And there are those who don't. They already understand that there is a calculation by nature there, just as we now start the whole world. Starts to somehow think in that direction. You can't take whatever you feel like. We have to reach a state that we're going to have to return. We'll have to pay back. Otherwise, we'll reach a state that soon we'll have nothing to live off. Our earth is not infinite. This will teach us that we need to relate properly to nature and later to the Creator. This teaching will be hard, but there is no choice. That's how humanity will reach a state that it will start understanding that we have some calculation. Very, very strict, harsh calculation. And it belongs to us. It's about us. We have to cover all that. Whatever we use, we have to, for everything we have to return, to give in return. Tbilisi.
Спасибо, что дали спросить. Вопрос, ну, плоскости групповой работы, если можно. Вот, ну, просто тут в статье открытой...
In the work in the group,
подчеркивается, насколько важно...
In this article, the open book, the hand writes, how important is our work in the ten to write everything down?
Или можно так просто договориться на словах, потом каждый как...
Should we print it? Should we... Is there something in putting it into letters and words and...
Whatever you agree about upon yourselves, doesn't necessarily have to be written down, your agreements, even if you talk about it, because it's not important how much is written, then you'll start to scrutinize each one, what you meant when you wrote that down. No, it's you shouldn't do that. It's best to every time to go by small things as much as you understand them, and then decide about them, not more than that. And what you can't, in the meantime, it will be still under dispute, so don't do it. That's how you'll advance. PT 19.
He's saying that there are two kinds of people, those who want to borrow and take the owner into account, and those who don't. What are those two types of people? Who are they?
There's one type that are Kabbalists, because they feel that they receive everything by the upper force, and by receiving from the upper force, they have an opportunity to come into contact with the upper force and equivalence of form. Just as you ask, when you go in a shop, you ask, how much does that cost me? And you're willing to pay, and then you receive from the owner. And then there's a connection between you. He gives you what you want, and you give him what he wants. So under these conditions, we can be with the Creator. When we receive from him what we think is good for us, and we're willing to give him, to pay him. What's going on here is that we're paying the Creator by exertion against our ego, and we receive forces from him that we can work above our ego. Screen. Question. So I have a subtle question. Who does Nebauch belong to? What group?
Of course, so we want to pay. We want to be in connection with the landlord, the store owner, because the other half don't even feel that there is a store and that it's open and that you have to go in there and that you can get stuff there and whatever you get, you have to pay for, meaning to complete your reception. People don't feel that.
He claims here that if you take a loan, you have to repay. What does that mean, to repay the loan?
That you can receive, even though you don't have what to pay with. You obligate to give it back later.
What do I return? That's the question.
You're asking for forces to bestow, that with them you'll be able to perform actions of bestowal, so you give them back to the Creator, you aim towards him.
Anyhow, we'll be able to repay the loan, or are there states they can't repay?
We'll give it back. There's no problem about that. The question is, how much do we agree according to our development?
Hold on. What did you say now? What do you mean? We'll agree to return the loan.
As much as we, according to our development, are willing to agree and to get forces of the Creator by them to perform actions of bestowal.
There are conditions to that.
There are conditions. Other the Creator doesn't give us the force to bestow.
So what's the basic condition?
That I'll give back. That whatever I do with the force of bestowal that I receive from the Creator, I'll use it in order to bestow. That's the force of restriction, screen, and reflected light. And then I can give back to the Creator what I perform upon this force.
That's it. And that takes time. You don't get it immediately to repay the loan. It takes time.
Well, let's say so.
Okay, thank you.
Focus group. Rav, בחנות אפשר לקנות גם תענוגים לרצון לקבל וגם כוחות להשפעה?
Rav, in the store, can you...
In the store, you can get both pleasure to bestow and torments?
Let's say yes. One group buys, well, they don't buy, they take pleasure. And the other group take forces to bestow and perform actions of bestow. Meaning, in the store, there are two purposes for whoever goes into the store. One, takes for himself as much as possible and thinks he can take from all the shelves everything you can until the group he is in allows it, the police, the court. They all limit him. The second group is the Kabbalists. They only want forces of bestowal. And by those forces of bestowal to already perform a calculation and give back to the landlord, to the store owner.
And I'm trying to think, is there a difference between in the first group that takes the pleasure, thinks that it can just take the pleasure? Is there a difference between that and just cause and effect regarding the blind nature, cause and effect? Is there a way for them to understand they're in a shop?
They don't understand.
What I'm saying is the group that in advance they say there is no shopkeeper. I come and take whatever I want and I go.
Yeah.
Is there a way for them to understand that they're in a shop and there is a shopkeeper and a book?
There is. They gradually receive such knowledge and through blows or all kinds of work on you, just like you, just like all of us. We all come from the group of the criminals and gradually come closer to the understanding that there's a store and there's a store owner.
The question is just if we can understand this without a lot of suffering, because it's as if I see that sometimes you talk to people and if a person hasn't suffered enough, it's very hard to talk to him.
Leo, I don't know. It's things about dissemination. We're speaking about two groups, and we have two groups. One group is Bnei Baruch that understands this and want to use these things only by receiving and giving back. We want to get forces of bestowal from above, from the Creator. And with the force of bestowal, we can work with our will to receive in order to make of it a system that bestows. That's it. That's what we have. And the second group, they don't know and don't understand. They think that that's it. We go in there, we can suck everything out of the earth, whatever's in there, it's all ours. We have no calculation with the store owner. And the Creator organized it in such a way so they can grow and gradually come closer to it.
Last question. We, Bnei Baruch, the Kabbalists, the ones who want the force of bestowal, the final goal is to come out of the shop, to go in the shop and come out of it, or to keep on working in the shop, or
until everything that's in the store, you can buy in order to bestow.
Oh, so this is the goal, basically.
Yeah, of course. The goal is to use all of reality, this world, and especially the spiritual world, and use it all in order to bestow. Just like the Creator bestows upon you through all this reality, you bestow back to Him through all this reality.
Meaning, the ones who steal don't even come to accept the good things from the shop. They just take the worst, the most simple things.
Yes, just in order to fill their ego, and it's the lowest, tiniest things. PT 35.
Thank you, Rav. In the 10, the attempt to love the friends along with the rejection and the ego, is that the payment for the shopkeeper?
Partially. We'll see more payments soon. Tel Aviv 4.
How do we reach a state that we want to borrow from the shopkeeper?
I want to get forces to bestow. That's called that I want a loan. What can I take from the Creator, from that shopkeeper? Only what he has. And he has the force of love and bestowal. But in the whole store that we have here, so I see all the pleasures of this world that I can receive egoistically. So in that way, meaning one goes in and takes everything off the shelves and fills his basket and leaves, and the other doesn't search for all these pleasures of this world to fill the basket with. He's searching for forces to bestow, how he can acquire them. And then the Creator gives it to him.
How can I feel that it's all right to take from the host to borrow?
That's according to your intention. What do you want by taking from the shopkeeper? Either you take things that are necessary in order to live, that on that there's no calculation, because according to the beast part of you, you're not in charge of that. It's the beast that has to exist under the framework that it's necessary for it, so you can take, and there's no calculation about it. If you take beyond that, there is a calculation, even though you're taking it to your corporeal life. And above that, there's a calculation with the shopkeeper, whether you want the forces to bestow.
So that's the question. How do I make the right calculation that I am now taking and not taking too much? Or that I'm not stealing?
It's according to your intention, whether to receive or to bestow.
How do I scrutinize this intention that is truly correct, that I'm truly taking the exact amount for me to have bestowal?
If you can, along with your action, still be in adhesion with the Creator, so your intention is to bestow.
Through the ten? Through how? How does it happen?
Through the ten, through all of reality, of course. Of course. Mach 3.
Доброе утро всем. Что является гарантом, что мы вернем свой долг?
What's the arvut, the guarantee that we'll repay?
The Creator is the shopkeeper. And it turns out that you don't just go into a store and take something. When you're before the store, outside of the store, and wherever you are, you are in his store. Completely. You can't run away from him. That's why in every moment and any place, you are either stealing or paying. And he is doing a calculation with you.
Oren.
Oren.
No. Вот в нашем мире, ну, если мы берем, есть ощущение стыда.
In our world, if we take, there is a feeling of shame. How is that in spirituality? Also working this way?
The main shame is revealed in the spiritual world. In our world, it's not shame. It's fear more that someone will catch you stealing. That's it. It's not the shame we're speaking about in spirituality.
Should we continue?
Yeah.
We're continuing with, and if you say, what is the difference between the first type, whose goal comes to them from the law of development, and the second type, whose goal comes to them by self-enslavement to his work? Are they not equal in attaining the goal?
Hello, sof sof, shtehem shavim ba'asagat ha-matara.
In that regard, he continues, the collectors return regularly, day by day, and collect from a person knowingly and unknowingly. Thus, in truth, both pay their daily portion of the debt. And just as the forces that emerge by engaging in his work are deemed the loyal collectors who collect their debt in portions every day until it is completely paid, the mighty forces imprinted in the law of development are also deemed as loyal collectors who collect their daily portions of the debt until it is paid in full. This is the meaning of, and the collectors return regularly day by day and collect from a person.
Meaning, we have no choice. We're going to have to pay this and that. The question is about the person himself. As much as he, even though all the calculations and the creator is the shopkeeper and sees everything and manages everything, we're speaking about a person with his conscience, with his point in the heart, as much as he organizes himself with the creator in a direct, true way. And constant, that he doesn't run away from the Creator under some states or times as if the Creator isn't in charge, and then he is in charge. That's our work especially. Yes.
There are questions if you'd like.
Please, give one. The laws of nature. These are the laws of nature that work on us and obligate us, either burden our hearts, and by that they help us, or they burden our hearts and not help us. But it works on our heart, that we will want or not want to advance this way or that way, either in order to receive or in order to bestow.
It simply turns out that what Bala Sulam writes here is that I have to pay for everything, for every pleasure in this shop. It's not the same thing as what the collector seemingly collect, because I have to give the Creator.
The forces of nature that work on us perform the commands of the Creator. And in such ways, they bring us closer to in order to bestow. That's it. And this is how we advance.
Кармиэль.
Кармиэль.
Доброе утро, Рав. Доброе утро, товарищи. Рав, вот скажите, пожалуйста, вот прошел день, да, я что-то получил. Как я...
Let's say a day has passed and I got something. How can I know that I paid for it?
Зе... Ах верах лифи акавана шелха.
Only according to the intention. And what's revealed to you.
Берацонот шелха ומחשבות шелха.
In your thoughts and your desires, according to that, you can see your attitude towards the Creator. Yep.
А если, допустим, что-то не раскрылось, вот день кажется пустым и
ненасыщенным.
Whatever isn't revealed, isn't revealed. From us, we're demanded to work according to what the Creator is revealing towards us.
I'm
asking for forgiveness, but what we have Tbilisi quick question.
Короткий вопрос, Раф. Наши женщины просят спросить из группы Тбилиси, что значит.
Our women want to ask. What does it mean to be ready to receive from the shop?
To pay for what you're getting. Meaning you get forces and then use them in order to be still.
Woman Internet.
Women Internet.
From the Kiev group, how can we in the group relate to someone fulfilling his needs on account of the group?
If it's like a baby, a new friend, so we need to wait until they grow. If it's not a baby anymore, it's not a new friend, so we need to demand of him, like in a group, to demand him to participate in the group correctly, that he gives and receives, and by that he becomes a friend to everyone, connects to everyone. Next.
From Latin 13, people suffer much. Is that because they have a big debt to the shopkeeper?
Not specifically. We don't know all these calculations. Next.
Can the shopkeeper cause you to pay first in order to see how much you can receive from the shop?
There are such states that we obviously need to prepare ourselves before we reach calculation with the Creator. That we need to prepare ourselves, of course, in the connection between us, in the concession to us of friends, in the group, to connect between us in the group. We prepare ourselves for the plea to the Creator. Without that, there's nothing to turn to about. He doesn't see you. If you don't use the conditions he put before you, that you need to be connected with the friends and then come to him. If you don't connect with the friends, so you have nothing to come to him with. You have nothing to come to him with. That's why. There's nothing to do here. There are clear laws. Next.
From Hebrew group, how can a group examine itself if it's taking the shopkeeper into account?
A group that understands and knows and they're good and they look at the host, so they connect, and from the connection they turn to that shopkeeper, ask for forces, and with these forces turn to him again and ask for connection and ask for advancement and ask for work, that whatever they need to do will be revealed between them in order to come close to the Creator together.
Rav, from the women of Kiev, right now, in these moments, we're asking for the prayer of the worldly for peace. The bombs in Kiev have increased now.
Yes, we need, with all these people that are under this pressure from the war, we need to try and be with them in heart and soul on both sides that are suffering, from everyone suffering from the war. Our organization needs to think about the general peace that will be for those two parts of the war, that they won't be contradicting, but only to the extent that they can rise above this contradiction and be connected. And in this way, we'll be able to aid on our behalf to that state. Let's hope it'll end quickly in a way that both sides will be whole about it.
That's it. Thank you, Rav.
That's it. Good. So thank you to the women too. What are we left with, Oren? Where are we?
We're in, however, there is a great difference. However, there is a great difference and great distance between them, meaning knowingly and unknowingly. The first type, whose debt is collected by the collectors of development pay their debt unknowingly. Rather, stormy waves come upon them through the strong wind of development and push them from behind, forcing them to step forward. Thus, their debt is collected against their will and with great pains by manifestations of the forces of evil, which push them from behind. But the second type pay their debt, which is the conscious attainment of the goal of their own accord, by repeating the actions that hasten the development of the sense of recognition of evil. As explained in the article, The Essence of Religion and Its Purpose, through this work, their gain is twofold. The first gain is that these forces which appear out of his work are set before them as a pulling magnetic force from before. They chase it of their own free will with a spirit of love. Needless to say, they are free from any kind of sorrow and suffering like the first type. The second gain is that they hasten the desired goal, for they are the righteous and the prophets who attain the goal in each generation. As is explained in the essay, The Essence of the Wisdom of Kabbalah.
We talked about it a lot, that there are two types of people, types of souls, part that are ready for their correction and advancement according to the laws of nature, and part that aren't. They're still activated by their egos, and that's how they advance. So we're in the middle. We are coming out of our ego gradually. We want to awaken the upper forces of nature upon us, and that they'll help us advance as much as possible. And let's hope that in such a way, we will be incorporated in spiritual forces, and that they will work on us and bestow on us and correct us, and in this way we can connect and change. Okay. Do you want to end by this?
There are questions from the internet. From Kabiu, there's a question. How can I repay for something I've bought if sometimes I don't understand what I've bought?
You have to keep going according to your group. You don't have a calculation to yourself, only to the group, and in the group, as much as you turn to the Creator, that's what you have to measure, what you acquired and what you didn't. Next.
From Mark 22. How can we pay? What is collected of us? In what way? Are we talking about suffering?
We are paying in mutual bestowal between us and the friends. That in this way we are continuing the forces of the Creator to bestow to our friends with the same forces, that we can help each other resemble the Creator. That is actually our payment towards the Creator, that we want to be like Him. According to that, we will be called Adam, man, who resembles the Creator.
From Siberia, how can we summarize in the end of the day how we applicated the lesson, how much we repaid the debt?
That's as much as you bestow upon one another. You can come closer to one another, feel that you're in one desire, one heart, and in this way you can summarize what you did.
Last question from South One. What's the definition of the members of the 10 in the shop?
It's those who connect together, and from our mutual desire, we reach that payment towards the Creator and receive His revelation through the restriction screen in the coarseness that is already aimed in order to bestow. That is our mutual payment. So, in short, we call it restriction screen and reflected light on our behalf. And then the Creator is revealed as the reward, as the payment. That's our work, that's our action, okay?
Thank you.
So let's end the lesson here. And what else do we have today?
We'd like to hear from you what the summary of this lesson is.
The summary of the lesson is we have to transcrutinize between us how in our connection we build our mutual desire that by it we reach the Creator. And to such an extent that by the participating between us and the Creator, we can reach in order to bestow, or the plea to have the forces to bestow, and the Creator can shine on us, and from that illumination, from that reach, a spiritual action that the Creator clothes in our bestowal in Him, towards Him. And that should be the summary from the lesson or from our day, always. What did we attain by building a new vessel for the Creator to reveal Himself? Okay? Well, and let's end here. Have a good day. The main thing, as we were saying from the beginning of the lesson till now, love will cover all crimes. All the best.
Thank you very much, Rav. One announcement regarding the schedule for today. At 10 o'clock, there will be a program broadcasted, The World, with Dr. Lightman. And at 10:30, we'll broadcast the program Spiritual States, and today's topic, From Revelation to Concealment. Vámonos todos juntos, vamos a bailar con viento, que somos todos uno. Vámonos todos juntos, vámonos todos juntos, vamos a bailar con viento, que somos todos uno. Let's go all together, let's go all together, we're gonna dance all night long, cause we are all one. Let's go all together, let's go all together, we're gonna dance all night long, cause we are all one. Vámonos todos juntos, vámonos todos juntos. We're gonna dance all night long, cause we are all one, cause we are all one. Un mundo entero, una familia. Vamos a bailar, vamos a bailar. Un mundo entero, una familia. Vamos a bailar, vamos a bailar. Vámonos todos juntos, vámonos todos juntos. Vamos a bailar contento, que somos todos uno. Let's go all together, let's go all together. We're gonna dance all night long, cause we are all one. Cause we are all one, cause we are all one, cause we are all one. No separation in our hearts. There's no walls between us. No separation in our hearts. No hay nada que nos separe.
Vámonos todos juntos, vámonos todos juntos. Vamos a bailar con tiempo, que somos todos uno. Vámonos todos juntos, vámonos todos juntos. Vamos a bailar con tiempo, que somos todos uno.